Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Which Redskins have to be better if they're going to beat the Rams on Sunday? That is the question. 1 o'clock, the big one today. What would a win mean? What would a loss mean? And Sean O'Hara is going to join us at 1:30 to talk football, the NFL Week 2 matchups that he likes the best. But right now, we could take your calls. Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines open, 800-636-1067. Also, tweet us if you'd like.
At Funny Danny for yours truly, and at Grant H. Paulson. Don't forget that H. That H is so critical to get in touch with Grant H. Paulson.
Let's set this up this way. Let's go down the list of the Redskins who were contributors in Week 1 and answer the question first. Do they have to be better this week? In other words, if they play the same game they played last week, would you expect a win? Yes or no, do they have to be better to expect a win?
It's a good way to do it.
Start with Kirk Cousins. 23 of 40, 240, one touchdown, one pick.
Without question. And it's probably the easiest place to start because football's in his hands the most. I'm assuming he won't be able to run the ball. He's got to be really good. No pressure, except the opposite of that. Lots of pressure.
Kirk Cousins, the passer, has to be better. No doubt.
Yep.
Easiest answer. Probably you'll have all season for him because I'm not sure how many of these types of games he's going to have. He's better than he played. There's a lot of reasons, factors, variables for that. A lot of things could have gone differently, but the bottom line is didn't play well enough. So, yeah, he's got to be better. Let's get to the rushing side of things. Now, Cousins with his feet, I don't want him to be any better. I just want him not to regress. That was as good as I've seen him extending plays, moving around in the pocket, I thought was exceptional, and tucking and running, scrambling. He had four runs for 30 yards.
One designed. I'm all for that.
A couple of first down runs in there. I actually really liked him as a ball carrier. Rob Kelly, 10 carries, 30 yards. Has to be better.
Without question again.
Now, this is not just a Rob Kelly point. This is a running game point. But it's also about Kelly. When you go back and watch, there are holes that don't get hit. There are yards that don't get picked up. He leaves some things on the field. And every running back is going to. It's an imperfect position. It's the same as quarterback. You can go back after any game, unless you didn't have an incomplete pass or you made every correct read all day long, which is very rare. And you could say, well, yeah, you threw for 400, but you could have thrown for 423 if you made this throw right here.
Yeah.
The running game's very similar. But
the majority of the time, there's no chance.
Correct.
But the times that there are, he doesn't take advantage of it. I think that's a fair assessment.
And it's not nitpicking him to say, 3 yards per carry, not good enough. Four of your last five, five of your last seven, you haven't averaged over 4 yards per attempt. Not okay. Chris Thompson as a rusher, 3 carries for 4 yards. He's got to do better and be better.
Sure.
Again, same thing as Kelly, met in the backfield, hit at the line of scrimmage. There wasn't a whole lot doing for him. He had 1 carry for 4, then he had 2 carries for 0. Chris Thompson, as a ball carrier, needs to be better. Let's get to pass catching. Terrell Pryor, 6 for 66.
Yes, he's going to need to be better in the form of catching the bleeping ball. Catch the ball. That's kind of the end of my discussion.
I'm going to start with track the ball. Lost one in the sun.
Oh, good, yeah.
Didn't properly track one that he ultimately dropped in the end zone.
Know where the ball is.
Find the ball, locate the ball, know when it's coming to you, track the football when it's and en route to you and you can see it.
Baby steps.
I don't need you to be Deshaun Jackson. I just need you to be high school level ball tracker. That's all I'm asking for here. There are center fielders at Annandale High School. Aaron Boyd a couple years ago, my buddy coached. You know, that kid's going and tracking balls at the fence, looking like a major league outfielder. Please find a way to track a ball, Terrell Pryor. Got to be better. Ryan Grant. Now, this one's interesting. Career day, 61 yards, 4 catches. I'm still going to say yes, even though I think he played well. Because there was one particular screen that he turned into a 34-yard gain that should have gone for a touchdown. If he catches that screen, there's screen grabs all over the place, and you can see that picture that I'm referring to on my Twitter account if you scroll back far enough to Monday. All he's got to do is run forward at full speed, and he probably scores a touchdown. Instead, he takes an angle to the sideline for some reason, and he turns what could have been 70 into 34.
If we're talking about someone has to play better for them to win, I'm not putting Ryan Grant on my list. Let's say he plays the game of his life.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Cool. We're still losing to the Rams if no one else does more. So to me, that's as good as I'm going to get. Congratulations on your big moment, 4 for 61. No, thank you.
Does Chris Thompson, pass catcher, have to be better?
No.
No.
Just involved.
What else do you want him to do? 29-yard touchdown where he was pinballing off defenders. Jordan Reed, 5 catches, 36 yards, 2 targets in the first half. Absolutely.
Yes.
Need more out of him. Jamison Crowder, one of his quietest days last couple years, 3 catches, 14 yards, long of 7. That wasn't the Jamison Crowder I know and love.
And a muff punt. I need everything to be way better than that, 100%.
Brian Quick caught 1 ball for 11 yards. He's not going to be overly involved, right, but I'll leave him off the list.
Do you notice we're rolling through the offense, by the way?
Yeah.
To me, defensively, I got a couple guys that I'd like a slight bit of better play from, but I think that was...
Let's go to the defense.
Yeah, what they could be.
Mason Foster made 9 tackles.
Good enough for me.
Zach Brown made 12 tackles, couple in the backfield, had a sack taken off the board.
Good enough for me.
I'm with you. DJ Swearinger made 5 tackles, missed a tackle at the 10-yard line before the 57-yard touchdown.
It's got to be a bit better for me if they're going to win. I'm thinking back end Sammy Watkins can go deep. I'm thinking of Cooper Kupp that's sneaky good. Thinking of Tavon Austin on some trickeration. I need Swearinger to be excellent.
I'd like him to be a little better because he can be. I think if he plays the same game this weekend, they win.
Yeah.
I think he was plenty good enough.
They can win, yeah.
Kendall Fuller was outstanding.
I don't
need anything more from him. Preston Smith. Give me another game like that, dude.
Give me 16 of those. Goodness gracious, I'll take that now.
He'd have 16 sacks. Would you like that?
I would.
Jonathan Allen, I want a little bit more out of, but he doesn't have to be better than he was for them to win.
Thought he was good.
Good against the run. Couple of nice pocket pushing presence plays. DeShazer Everett, didn't notice him. That's about all I can ask for from a guy filling in safety.
Here, here.
I don't want him out of position. I don't want him getting beat. I don't want touchdowns where he's pointing at someone and someone's pointing at him. If I never noticed DeShazer Everett, that's probably okay.
It's probably a good thing.
Ryan Kerrigan had a pick six. You're not improving on that with a half sack. Bashaud Breeland, Josh Norman, I thought were both great.
Just catch one of those interceptions, Josh, and we'll be right as rain, but be right there again. I love it.
Need anything more from me? Who's your defensive guy you want more out of then? Just Swearinger?
It probably would have been Swearinger, and I'm looking at maybe one of the interior linemen, whether it was even though McGee tipped that pass, I believe, but could have used more from Terrell McClain and or McGee consistently collapsing that pocket, thinking about when you've got a chance to get the quarterback down, you get him down.
Someone on Twitter here, at Grant H. Paulson for me.
At Funny Danny.
Said, I noticed you left Kirk's fumbles out of his stat line. We didn't really talk about fumbles. I didn't mention Jamison Crowder's fumble either. But, yeah, Kirk did fumble twice. Once when he got blown up when the offensive line got beat like a drum, which happened most of the day. And another time when he threw a ball into the hands of an oncoming defender for an incomplete pass that was ruled a fumble.
We also said he needed to play better, and that's who we started with. When you noticed that about us, I noticed that you had an agenda, that you were really excited to try to point out and think that there's some sort of weird conspiracy that we're glossing over something. I noticed that about your tweet.
It was an interesting thing to notice about his tweet.
He fumbled twice. You can't do that.
We didn't
throw the ball
enough
three
bashing
times
of the guy that we said has to improve more than anyone else.
We have a lot of guys that need to play better. He had to play better.
That's real interesting. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines are available for you at 800-636-1067. Is my That's Real Interesting getting better at all?
Dude, I think it's right where it needs to be.
Really?
I would stay right in that zone.
Tom says it's getting worse.
No, Tommy.
Really?
Don't beat him up like that.
Hold on. That's real interesting. How's that?
Was that better?
Tom says that's better. Tom likes less energy and more like I'm thinking about something else.
Because the irony in there is when you say something is interesting, you have to say that with complete disinterest.
Okay,
yeah, the key is that you're not paying attention at all.
Okay, so then let me give you 2 options. One is, that's real interesting. The other is, that's real interesting.
One over two.
Okay.
1/2.
800-636-1067, Grant and Danny on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.